Rabbi Meir said, all the amos that are mentioned in Shah were amos of Beninit. A medium-sized amos, which as we said in the previous mission, the sixth spot. Chutmin is there, with the exception of the amos that was used to measure out the Mizbeah Hazav, the golden Mizbeah that was in the Hechel, on which we are marked to the Keteris. The Mizbeah Hazav was an amos by an amos. But when they measured it out, they used an amos that was only five spachim, so the Mizbeah Hazav was five spachim by five spachim. Five carats. And the carrot that was on the corners of the Mizbeach HaChitzon in the Azar, as on the Mizbeach HaChitzon there were corners. On top of the Mizbeach on the corner, there was a carrot that was an Amah by an Amah and an Amah high. When the carrot was measured out, they used an Amah that was only 5 Tzvachim, so the carrot was only 5 Tzvachim by 5 Tzvachim. That's Soipi. And the lead that went around the Mizbeach on the upper part of the Mizbeach, that it jutted out in the Amah. And when they measured out that Amah, they used an Amah that was only 5 Tzvachim. That is Soipi. And the foundation of the Mizbeach, we jutted out an amma. They also used to measure that amma an amma that was only 5 tfachim. Rabbi Yehuda said, amma tabinyan shisha tfachim. Rabbi Yehuda said, the amma that was used when they measured out the building of the Beit HaMikdash, for example, the chayim of the Beit HaMikdash, the wall of the Beit HaMikdash, plus when they measured out the building of the Mizbeach, they used an amma that was 6 tfachim. The shal kelim chamisha. But when they measured out the dimensions of the kelim in the Beit HaMikdash, such as the aron and the shulchan and the Mizbeach Hazav, they measured the dimensions with an amma that was only 5 tefachim. So if Kelim Perek Yizayim Mishnah Yidav V'yesha Amru B'midat Daka. Now a certain meter, a certain measurement, the Chacham said that they should be measured with midat daka, with a small measurement. And at a different point, Klai Yisrael had a different size measurement. In the midbar they had midah mitzvaris. The midah that they used in the midbar was smaller than the midah they subsequently used in Eretz Yisrael, which was called midat Yerushalmim. And then later on in Eretz Yisrael they had even bigger midos that was called midat Tzipiris. And there are certain midos, the Chacham said, they should be measured with midat daka, with the small measurement that was used in the midbar. Midos alach v'ayavei shiurim b'italki zu midbaris. The midos that were used in the Beit HaMikdash to measure out lach, liquids, such as the hin and the chati hin, that they used to measure out the shemen from menachos and the yayin from nesachim, and the midos that were used to measure out the yavei to solids, such as the sarin and the chati sarin that they used to measure out the flour for the menachos. The midas that they used were the same midas that they used in Italki in Italy. And the midas that they used in Italy were similar to the size of the midas that were used in the midbar. And the Chacham said that when midas alach v'ayavish is used in the Beit HaMikdash, they should use the smaller midas that were used in the midbar, which is similar to the midas that were used at that time in Italy. The Yesha Amra call Lefi Mashuad. And there are some midas that aren't a specific midah. Instead, it changes and varies depending on the person. Hakoinetus a mincha, v'achoyten es akteris. The kmitza for a mincha, the coin, that takes the kmitza for the mincha in order to burn down the mizbeach. When he gets his hand in the mincha and takes the kmitza, will depend on the size of his hand. And so too, somebody who's choyten the teris, the kohen gadol yom kippur, that takes a handful of keteris to burn it lefnayim, lefnim in the kodesh kedasha, the amount he takes will also depend on the size of the kohen gadol's hand. In order to be chayav for drinking on Yom Kippur, you have to drink a cheekful. And each person that drinks the size of his own cheekful will be chayav. So therefore, it depends on the size of his cheek. The amount of mazon you need for an erev is 2 sudos. Somebody wants to make an erev tchumim, meaning to say the Chacham said that a person can only walk up to 2,000 amas outside of the city that he is in on Shabbos. But if he makes an Eretz Chumim, he can walk a further 2,000 amas from the point of the Erev. And the amount that you need to put down for your Erev is 2 sudos, 2 meals. Now how much is 2 meals? Rabbi Meir says, the amount you eat in 2 meals during the week, which is less than the amount that you eat during Shabbos, and the Chumim were mako by Erev, saying that you only have to put down 2 sudos of the amount that you eat during the week. Rabbi Yehuda Omer l'Shabbos avolo l'chol elu ve'elu miskavnin l'hakol. Rabbi Yehuda says the amount that you put down for the 2 sudos of the erev is the amount that you eat for 2 sudos on Shabbos, not the amount that you eat on 2 sudos during the week. And both of them were intending to be nekel, as according to Rabbi Yehuda, the amount you eat on 2 meals on Shabbos is less than the amount you eat for 2 meals during the week. And on Shabbos, since you eat a lot of bread, you have like a Mishnah, so you eat less of other foods. So therefore, he also wanted to be makel by saying that you put down two sudos of the amount that you eat on Shabbos. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Mishteyaros Lekikor Bisholosh Lekav. Rabbi Shimon said, the amount of two sudos that you have to put down in order to make an Eretz Chumim is two-thirds of a kikor of a loaf of bread when there are three loaves in a kav, meaning to say that since there are three loaves in a kav, so each loaf is one-third of a kav, and since you have to put down two-thirds of a loaf, that's the amount of two sudos that you need to put down for your Eretz, so you're putting down two-ninths of a kav. Rabbi Yochanan Breker, I may make kikor befundiyoin me'ar besan besela. Rabbi Yochanan Breker says the amount of two sudos that you need to put down for an Eretz Chumim is one loaf of bread that cost the pidyon at the time that four saw of flour cost one sela. Now, a kikur that cost the pidyon cost 1/48 of a sela, that 48 pidyonim in a sela. And four saw of flour, which the Mishnah said, cost a sela, is 24 kavan. There are six kavan in each saw. So therefore, the 24 kavan of flour cost a sela, and a pidyon is 1/48 of a sela, a loaf of bread that cost the pidyon is one half of a kav. But that's if you only factor in the cost of the flour. But the baker who bakes the kikor has to make a profit. So therefore, he doesn't use a half a kav of flour in a kikor. Instead, he uses a quarter kav of flour in a kikor in order that he will make 100% profit. So therefore, a kikor that costs a pidyon at the time that four sa'on of flour costs the seller is actually one quarter of a kav. That's the amount that you need for an heir of tchumen. That's the amount of two sudos, according to Rabbi Yochanan Breker.